As you look at the BAW roadmap, I know you guys said you're getting BAW from your foundry partners. Can you update us how your roadmap looks there? Are you expecting any BAW products launching here, or still expect TC-SAW to be kind of, take that part of the bands too? Thanks.
Sure. Well, I mean, there are significant growth opportunities in the areas that we are strong today across TC-SAW. We continue to push the frequency range in TC-SAW quite nicely. We're winning a lot of products there, not only on transmit, but also on diversity receive. So BAW technology is not critical. It's not mission critical. We understand where it is in roadmaps, where it isn't in roadmaps. We are making great progress, again, in raising the market opportunity for our TC solutions. And also, when you look at things like 5G, what we're seeing is that there's more and more TDD capability in 5G than FDD. So when you go to TDD, time division duplexing, you don't require a BAW filter or a BAW duplexer. You can do it with TC in many of these frequencies. So that's another expanding opportunity for us. Now, having said all that, we have access to BAW. We're using it today with some of our flagship products with foundry partners. We always take a look at, make versus buy. Is it an opportunity for us to invest in-house? We'll continue to weigh that balance, but be sure that we're going to be able to address the market as we need to. We'll be able to address the filter opportunities and the systems engines that we've been delivering for years. So there's no stop on that.